Here we are. Oh, welcome to my place. Like I said, not a palace by any means, but it's enough for me. Hey, are you thirsty? Can I get you anything? Okay, wine it is. Ah, no, I'm not having my whiskey. I save that for when I need to pull an all-nighter and I need something to motivate me. A carrot on a stick, really. I'm a simple creature. It's probably why I needed to outsource some of my duties to you. That, and the fact that you are much more desirable among the guys that have the info I need. I don't think I would get such a warm welcome if I showed up at one of their crap games in a cocktail dress. You have much more patience than I do in these matters. Really, I do appreciate what you do for me and all the efforts you put in. The content of those photos is absolutely vital, and something I couldn't have gotten without you. What's that? What about the photos? No, my client doesn't require the photos themselves. He only wants the identity of the guy that's running the protection racket in his neighborhood. Not sure what he plans to do with that information. When I saw what he promised to pay me, I didn't ask any questions. And I would prefer to keep my nose clean if he's looking to do something shitty. Plausible deniability, right? My gut is telling me that he can't be trusted. That he's just looking to take out the competition in that neighborhood. And he'll fill the vacuum when he's given the opportunity. Maybe form his own racket or something. Of course, I have no proof of that, just my own professional intuition. Why do you ask? Sell them? Sell the photos? You know a guy? That sounds a little foreboding. Out of curiosity, how much is this guy willing to pay? Seriously? That's a lot more than my client. I don't know, doll. I hate to breach my contract with my client. My reputation is an important aspect of what I do. People talk, you know. True, I have no idea what it'll do with that intel, but that's not really my problem. And I'd rather not piss him off, if you know what I mean. He also has a reputation, how he handles people that don't keep their promises. Your guy will do something? What is he? Some sort of vigilante? Yeah, of course. I want to put a stop to the racket. It's why I do what I do. Is that right? A bigger check and a solution to the racket. Seems almost too good to be true. You know, you're putting me in a really tough spot making this choice. I can get into serious trouble if my employer found out. But is this really what you want to discuss at the moment? Don't we have better things to do? Better things to think about rather than work? Like, uh, I mean, we're both off duty for the night. We might as well enjoy it. You like tasting yourself on my lips? Likewise. My lips always aim to please. If you would like another demonstration, come closer. Oh, I'm buttoning my shirt already. I would say that this is the wine working its magic on you. But we both know that isn't true. If the park was an indication, that is, you are just too needy. Oh, fuck. I can't get this godforsaken tie off. Can you get this knot out? Use those long nails of yours. Oh, yes. I'll work on your skirt. Oh. There. That's better. I'll turn around. Turn around and I'll get this bra off. Much better. Your breasts, they are gorgeous. You always did like to show them off, didn't you? All those times in my office, leaning over me, giving me the briefest, tantalizing glimpse of them. Oh, yes. You have no idea what that did to me. Maybe you did. Unbutton my shirt, too. Why don't you? Now come here. I want to feel your tits pressed against my chest. Feel how they swell as they rub against me, skin on skin. That's better. Yes, that's right. I've seen yours. Maybe it's time we even things out. Yes, you can lower my boxers too. Oh, I've been rock hard. Well, for a while now. Oh, since the park. But you knew that already. It made for an awkward walk home, I can tell you that. You like my cock. It likes you too, evidently. Where are you going with that mouth of yours? Oh, fuck your mouth. It's, you really don't have to. Yes. Swirl that tongue just like that over the head. Glad you want to return the favor, but it's really not necessary. This, whatever this is, it isn't transactional.
I don't want it to be at least. Oh, please, please continue. My cock, it doesn't get any harder than this. But if you want to continue, then who am I to argue? Oh, yes. Oh, you're so good at this. Run your tongue along the underside of my cock, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh. Can I pull on your hair? Not hard, just to guide you a bit. Oh, yes, I'll try not to mess it up too much. Oh, yes. I'm eager to see it messy and tangle that hair of yours, but sprawled all over my pillows. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. Not too fast. Don't go so fast with your mouth. Oh, we're not in a rush. You're fucking going to. I want to make this last. Knew that mouth of yours was talented, now in more ways than one. But can we save this for next time? Assuming there will be a next time, of course. God, I hope so. Oh, can we go over to the bed, please? Oh, good. Come here, Bettis. This way. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Remember, I told you it was more comfortable than the bench, but it's a bit noisy. Lie down there. Yes, do that. Oh, yes. Yes, you can wrap your legs around me. I love the feeling, like you have all of me at your mercy. You already did, though. Are you ready? Good. I'm so fucking hard and... slowly, not all at once, and fuck, you're so wet, so tight around me. I get that little tryst in the park paid off. I slid in so easily. Does my cock feel inside you? Stretched, not painful stretched, I hope. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I never thought I was that big, but thank you. Oh, I'm glad you like my cock so much, because you feel amazing. If I could only give your pussy half the pleasure you're giving me. Oh, yes. Oh. Your lips so soft on my neck. Bite me again. I meant what I said in the park. I want to see the marks in the morning. Let me. You can admire You work in the dance early night. To your standards. I know I'm a bit rusty, but you seemed like you were enjoying it just fine. Oh, it's just that you want to be in control. Well, whatever floats your boat, gorgeous. I just need you know I'm yours any way you want me. Just let me have you now. Let me have all of you. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, ride me. I'll be your pony. Take me for a ride. What don't you? Oh, fuck. Take all of me. That's right. Every inch. Yes, I want to feel your sweet pussy engulf me. Your wetness coating my shaft. I'll just hold your hips like this, keep you balanced. Slowly at first, please. My cock is so sensitive already. Each bounce. Oh, feels so fucking great. You riding me like this. Oh, you're fantastic. Each bounce, making it harder for me to hold on. I don't want to come, not yet. You like this position? Me too. I like watching your tits bounce and jiggle. Heaving with each bounce. Oh, don't stop. Keep that pace, please. Oh. You want to go faster? I guess you can. God, you're energetic. Oh, God. Hey, go easy. Oh, you're shaking this bed into oblivion. We're gonna get a noise complaint if you keep up like that. If they come knocking, then you get the job of apologizing. If you keep going at that pace. Oh, doll. I can't hold on much longer. Please tell me you're almost there. Oh, good. Oh, good. Let's give you your second orgasm of the night, shall we? As for me, I can't hold back anymore. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I need to come inside you. Feel my cock twitch and throb inside you. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Don't stop riding me. That's it. Oh, fuck. I can't hold. Fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Okay, sword, but you're nearly there. Keep riding me. Don't stop until you get yourself off. Let me just get my fingers on your clit. I won't stop until you come. Keep going. Oh, keep going. Come now. You can do it, doll. Oh, come for me now. Oh, yes. Oh, you come for me now. Oh, good girl. Oh, good girl. Oh, well done. Oh, well done, doll. Oh, just rest on top of me. Catch your breath. Oh, take your time. Oh, hold on to me. I'll stroke your hair. You're still trembling, aren't you? You're safe with me, sweetheart. You always are. We don't need to go anywhere. The night, or rather the day, is ours. You can be a real maniac when you want to be, you know that, right? Maybe next time give a guy a warning that you're about to unite him with his own mattress. No, really, I loved it. Don't worry about it. It's been a while since I've been like this with anyone. Especially that vigorous like. My job doesn't allow for much recreation. Like I told you earlier, I prefer to keep everybody at arm's length. It's safer for everyone that way. Yeah, maybe it comes at the cost of myself. But I would much rather be distant from the people I care about than have them suffer because of something connected to my work. For us, I guess it's too late for that now, huh? I hope you know what you've gotten yourself into. Was that your belly? Gotta refuel, huh? Yeah, me too. Ah, that's right. I did promise you breakfast, didn't I? You tell me what you want, and it's yours. Whether it's pancakes, or toast, or eggs. Just me, of course. I can always give you... Doll. Can I tell you something? I think I'm falling in love with you. Well, it's not just the afterglow or that post-orgasm fuzziness or any of that. It's real. I can't remember the last time I felt like this with anybody. Maybe I never have. But here, in my bed, staring at you, glowing in the moonlight, I don't know. It's as if there's some magnetic pull to you, one that I can't escape. And maybe I don't want to escape it. I don't have a way with words like you do, but I know what I feel. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to spring this on you so subtly. It's just... You have feelings for me, too? Oh, doll. All I can say is I'm really glad we met up tonight. Look at us. I feel like a schoolboy, some kid going on his first date, taking a girl home for the first time. Like we should head to the 24-hour diner and share a milkshake or something. Yeah, that's right. Your proposal? Well, considering that I only just got blood flow back into my brain. I really haven't thought too much about it. But you have a point about my motivations, I mean. Maybe I've lost sight of why I chose this career path in the first place. I started off as some bright-eyed and eager kid, and now I'm just trying to get the rent paid. I wanted to help people, I still do, and the odds that my client is in the business of charity are low as best. So I think you have managed to change my mind. Tell me, who is this guy of yours?